and shoes.
This is USA Radio News. I'm Melody Burkett. Some breaking news at this hour. An active shooter situation is taking place in San Bernardino, California. More from senior correspondent Jason Word.
Gunmen entered a facility to help developmentally disabled people in San Bernardino County, California, opening fire with AK-47 assault rifles, according to local police. Lieutenant Rich Lawhead told ABC 7 Los Angeles he's been told there are upwards of 20 casualties.
I did have a brief conversation with Sergeant Cervantes, who's covering for me today, and is on scene, said that there were multiple victims, upwards of 20.
The gunmen have reportedly fled the scene. I'm Jason Wirt.
The White House says Iraq's prime minister is supportive of a U.S. plan to send about 200 special operations forces to Iraq. Yesterday, the Iraqi prime minister said his country did not need foreign ground troops in its fight against ISIS. He added the deployment of any foreign forces, special or not, cannot happen without the Iraqi government's approval. This is USA Radio News. I'm Melody Burkett.
Safety for your home and family. Now that's important to you. And Gator Security, with its 5-year warranty, can help. With security, video surveillance, and access control, Gator Security is available at www.gatorsecurity.com or 800-676-1580. Gator Security, with its 5-year warranty, is a proud corporate sponsor of WCNO. Gatorsecurity.com.
Godfrey Electric is a fourth-generation, full-service electrical contractor serving St. Lucie, Martin, Palm Beach, and Broward counties. Godfrey Electric specializes in industrial, commercial, and residential electrical service work. Godfrey Electric, an underwriter of the WCNO Ministry, is available on the web at www.godfreyelectric.com or at 561-833-3753.
USA Christian News. Digital cinema media movie theater chain in UK has refused to run this ad entitled Just Pray. Following their censorship, it was viewed online by over 1 million people.
Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name.
Thy kingdom come.
Thine will be done
on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day
our daily bread.
Forgive us our trespasses,
as we forgive those
who sin against us.
And lead us not into temptation,
but deliver us from evil.
For thine is the kingdom,
the power, and the glory,
forever and ever.
For the USA Radio Network, this is John Clemens.
West of Old England, a WCNO corporate underwriter, has the best in equestrian and western wear from head to toe for both horse and rider. They are your Wrangler, Pro Rodeo, and Horseman headquarters with an expanded woman's department. Also an expanded boot department with Georgia, Justin, and Wolverine boots. West of Old England is located in the Bruner Plaza, 650 Southeast Monterey Road, halfway between US 1 and Canner Highway. West of Old England.
Proof of McKelvey's actions, some black activists were continuing to try to dismiss her actions to NBC New York.
The tweets were created on a public computer that can't be tracked to any one person, and all they are going off a witness statement.
McKelvey faces a preliminary hearing in 2 weeks. I'm Jason Wirt.
Rowan County Clerk Kim Davis is in the running for Time Magazine's Person of the Year. Davis made headlines when she refused to issue marriage licenses following the Supreme Court's ruling that legalized same-sex marriage. She cited her religious beliefs as the reason she denied the licenses to gay and straight couples. Davis is up against public figures like Pope Francis, Bernie Sanders, Barack Obama, and Stephen Colbert. The number of new cases of diabetes in the U.S. is dropping. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention says the rate of new cases fell by about one-fifth from 2008 to 2014. It's the first sustained decline in numbers since diabetes started to explode around 25 years ago. For breaking news, we're at westernjournalism.com. I'm Melody Burkett.
Did you hear the good news? You don't have to run and hide. You can drop all your defenses.
This is WCNO, Palm City, the good news station.
The following is a paid program.
The content is provided by HF Martech. WCNO, its staff, management, and ownership are not responsible for the content. Investment involves risk. Prior to making any investment, an investor should meet suitability requirements. Past results are not necessarily indicative of future performance. Neither the investor should meet suitability information. Past results are recommendation to purchase or provide investment advice. The material presented is not a substitute for obtaining professional advice from a qualified person or firm. Securities offered through Centaurus Financial, member FINRA and SIPC. And now the host of the Team Martech program, Joe Martech.
Well, wait a minute. It wasn't, now you were premature. She wasn't done doing the disclaimer.
She was done.
Yeah, have them. We've got a flock of Girl Scouts coming in, don't we?
Let's see who we have.
Wait a minute. Is that one? Uh-oh, two?
There's a reindeer here.
We have just a couple Girl Scouts.
Hey, come in. Sit down over here in these chairs. Come on. We have, it isn't very often that we are graced with beautiful young women. And here's a question. Okay, now, first of all, I want you to know you're on the radio right now, and it's
so
live.
Behave.
Okay, so we're on the radio live. Put that microphone between the two of you, and lean forward. And what you're going to do? What's your name?
Sienna.
Say it real loud.
Sienna.
Yeah, and how old are you?
10.
And you are a Girl Scout.
30290.
Oh, very good. And you are?
Katie.
And Katie, you're how old?
11.
I knew you were much older than her. I could tell. You're in the same troop?
Yes.
And who's this gorgeous woman over here that's standing in the doorway?
Our troop leader.
Your troop leader.
Who happens to be your mother, right?
How'd we get the cast on your arm?
I was running at school.
Running at school. Yeah, that'll do it. Do you have to lift it up all the time like that? Yeah.
Can you lay it on your
stool?
Does that help? If you stand behind him and keeps it up.
Only when she bonks me.
So you girls aren't selling anything today?
No.
You see, no, Girl Scouts are not all about Girl Scout cookies.
They do
other things.
What else do you do to raise money?
She needs to get the mic over there a little closer to her.
You guys have to talk real loud and get it close to your face.
We just got back from a tree decorating at Pinder's.
At where?
Pinder's.
And what's that?
It's a plant place.
Okay, yeah. And what'd you do there?
We decorated the Christmas tree, and you can vote there. Our tree number is 3.
So how much money did you make today?
It was for charity.
You gave it all away already?
Yeah, we're going to give the Christmas tree away.
Very good.
So they make all the decorations, they decorate the tree, and then, what, if they auction it off, they sell it?
Mm-hmm. Isn't that pretty?
And then all the money goes where?
All the money goes where?
It goes to a charity.
Yeah, which charity do they give it to?
I don't know.
You don't know? Yeah, I know. Okay, Mom, which charity do they give it to?
The Joe Martech charity.
Yeah, Pinder's Nursery.
Talk loud.
Pinder's Nursery is providing the trees, and the Girl Scout troops purchase a tree. And then we go out and decorate the trees, and the trees are given to local families who do not have a Christmas tree this year.
Yeah. So how many trees do you decorate?
One.
Wait a minute.
Well, there's other groups.
There's other groups who decorate, but every group gets to decorate one.
So it's kind of every troop does one?
Mm-hmm.
So how many troops are there?
Well, just 9.
Yeah.
Nine troops?
Just 9 volunteered for this particular service. Project.
You see, here's what happens. When you're on the radio, you have to be ready for all these questions. Okay, now let me ask you a question. You get straight A's in school?
We don't have A's. We have numbers.
What's that best number?
4.
Do you get all 4s?
No one gets 4s because we're not, I don't know, we're not at the standards yet. Mostly 3s and 2 asterisks.
Yeah. You got 3s and asterisks?
it's all part of the new Common Core grading.
I used to get 3s and asterisks. That isn't what we called them back then.
The only time I got an asterisk was in the comic paper, you know, when they were saying things you weren't supposed to say.
Listen, this is WCNO Radio. This is the Team Martech Hour. And today we have Pastor Tom as our moderator. He's back from, how did that go, by the way, Tom?
Well, we went up to see my brother-in-law. He's stage 4 cancer. The hospice is coming in and visiting with him, but we got to see him, and that was a good
thing. How's he doing? Not gonna.
Not long? Good. Don't
not,
know.
Not pretty soon. Well, at least you got to say goodbye. And was he lucid? Can he? Did he?
Yeah.
Know?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. He's a Christian.
He's ready to go.
Okay. Well, you know, there's nothing wrong with being ready to go. All right, girls. Now you know this is Christian radio, right? So, do you go to church every Sunday?
Yes. Sometimes.
Okay. At least you're honest, right? Very good. That was very good. Okay, so back again, this is the Team Martech Hour, and what this is a show. It's call. You can call in and talk to us, 1-888-221-8990, 1-888. It would be a great time to do it because we have two gorgeous young Girl Scouts here. One that's 10 and one's very old at 11. Is that fair? Now, are you fourth and fifth grade or fifth and sixth?
Fifth and fifth.
Very good. Very good. Hey, you don't think I know these things. You see, I've got grandkids that running through the same thing. My granddaughter, if I had her on the radio, she'd hurt me because she's tough. You're not tough, are you? I like that look. They look at each other and say, should we lie or tell the truth here? I like that one. That was pretty good. So Team Martech is a group of local professionals, and our whole object of being on Christian radio, we've been very blessed, very lucky to help a lot of people. Luckily today we have a couple of very unique team members.
Unique.
Is that a good thing?
It's a good question. We have Greg Fasula, attorney, Esquire. Counselor,
right?
Yeah,
right.
And we have Mike Powis, mortgage broker. And I've got both of you. This today is pretty good because this week, I don't know if you had a phone call from a prospect of mine who I'm going to do business with, but he's retired,
mm-hmm.
and of course he's concerned about getting a mortgage because he's not working.
Mm-hmm.
And one of your fellow compadres said, "Oh, you can't get a mortgage. You don't have any income." And I said, wait a minute, how much is your Social Security? And they've got pushing $3,000 a month in Social Security.
That's good.
Plus, he's got about $500,000, which generates investment income.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, let me tell you what, you need to call Mike Powis. And he says, what about VA? And I said, you need to call Mike Powis because I know nothing except the VA mortgages are available. But he says, what if I already use mine? And I said, did I tell you to call Mike Powis?
VA is the best form of financing, period, bar none. It's 100% financing. And you know, for VA on their guidelines, they allow you to gross up Social Security income because most of the time that's tax-free income.
Right.
Tax-free income is more valuable than taxable income.
There so you go. There
typically
you go.
We can gross that up about 20 to 25%. So if you're making $3,000 a month, then we can gross that by 25% for qualifying.
Here comes the next question. What if I've already got one VA mortgage? Can I get another?
Actually, I just closed one a couple months ago where a gentleman had a property up in Maryland. He was moving down here. He had a VA mortgage on that one, and he had enough benefits to get multiple VA loans.
Now, how do you have enough benefits? I mean, explain that to me.
It has to do with your time and service, but this gentleman had a lot of benefits, and what we first have to do is get a certificate of eligibility, and that tells us how much he has left.
Okay.
Now, he might not be able to get 100% on two properties.
But if you only own one property, or you've
then your chances are you'll get 100% financing on that property.
Very good. You see, I didn't know the answer to that, but that was just one that came up.
Mm-hmm.
And we also have an attorney sitting here that I've only known for 20-some years.
20-some years, yeah.
Scary, isn't it?
Yeah. It is scary.
And I talked to Virginia today. She says, you are pulling your gray hairs out one at a time.
Is that what
you don't want to show them. Yeah? He's still the youngest guy in the troop, you know.
No.
Are you younger than him?
I don't know about that.
Do you have gray hair?
Is.
I've got gray hair, but just because I'm in the mortgage business.
No. Okay.
Not because I'm old.
So the word of trust came up again.
Mm-hmm.
And it came up a couple of times in the last few days.
A living trust?
Yep.
Okay.
Revocable trust.
Right.
And one was somebody you just saw who was the successor trustee.
Right.
And then...
Right. Successor trustee and a beneficiary to a trust done by his mother.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
And then what happened is the question... Now, do you girls know what a trust is? No?
First of all, don't trust attorneys.
Okay, here's what I'm going to do. And let me tell you what. There are millions of people that do not know what a trust is. I'm going to explain it to you. Now, you tell me if this makes sense. Let's say you have a bank account, right? And you've got $1 million sitting in that bank account, or $1, makes no difference. But you got this bank account. Now, oftentimes when you die, things might have to go through the court system before somebody else can get that money, okay? But if you have a trust has a trustee, that's the person in charge of it, and when that person is no longer available, you have what's called a successor trustee, which would be the next one, okay? So the successor trustee is in charge. Now, let's assume this table was a trust. Got it? This table can't think, can't walk, can't talk, but you own the table. Got it? This is your table. And you give this table all your stuff. That $1 million you've got in the bank, you now give it to the table. Got it? So instead, what's your first name?
Katie.
Katie. Instead of saying Katie's bank account, it says Katie's trust account. Got it? But the trust account is owned by Katie. And Katie is the trustee. And this table is the trust, which has all that money in it, right? But the table has no mind, does it? Doesn't have a brain. The only thing this table can do is whatever you tell it, because you're in charge of it. It's your table. Well, that's what a trust is. So literally, I can give all my stuff to this table, and I'm in charge of it as long as I'm alive. But what I say is, when I die, Katie's in charge of this table, and all that stuff is not necessarily hers, but what it is in that document, it says who gets the stuff. And it also says, probably Katie, if you're gonna be in charge of it, you might get something. If I left you nothing, you'd be upset with me, right? Say yes.
Yeah. Okay, I figured that.
Does that make sense, what a trust is? Now, truly, does that make sense to you too? Oh, you're not paying any attention at all.
I think you've bored him enough.
I know. She's much older than you. She's easier, right?
Well, now I know what a trust is.
Now we all.
So it makes perfect sense to me.
So the whole concept of a trust is we put our stuff over here. Now, let's just say I drop dead today. Now, you're going to love this one because we have an attorney here.
Mm-hmm.
And let's just say I left $1 million. Okay? And I have it not in a trust. It's in a will, okay? Now, will means I write down who gets it. And my daughter, who's the smart one in the family, goes to Greg and says, hey, Greg, Dad died. How much did he leave? And Greg says, I think it's $1 million. And how much of that is subject to probate? Well, knowing your dad, it's all subject to probate. Probate means it has to go through the court system before somebody can get it.
Right.
So now my daughter says, okay, how long is it going to take me to get it? And Greg, the attorney, is going to say,
yeah, it could be a while.
Wait a minute. That's not a good enough answer.
Depends on the asset. You know, if his assets need to be sold, or, you know, if it's a real property, you know, it could be a while. Or, you know, it could be relatively quick if it's more liquid assets.
Now, because my daughter is not the brightest bulb on a tree, she said, okay, Greg, that's a lot of words. How long?
Well, 6 months to a year on average.
See right there? 6 months to a year before she can get all this money. Now, you think that might upset her a little bit? I mean, here's $1 million she could go spend and buy a Ferrari or a house or take a trip around the world. Now she's got to wait 6 months or a year. You think she'd be upset? A little bit.
Mm-hmm. Buy a lot of Girl Scout cookies.
Buy a lot of cookies.
Okay. American Girl does.
So now, wait a minute. Then my daughter says, okay, Greg, fine. I'm stuck with that. What am I going to do? By the way, Greg, mm-hmm. What are you going to charge me to take care of this thing for the next 6 months to a year? And Greg says,
well, since it's Joe, it'd probably be double of my usual charge.
So because it's me, you're going to charge double.
Yeah. Well, you know, by statute, if I was to go by statute, the statute, the Supreme Court had set out a reasonable fee, so anything over $100,000 probate would be 3%.
Now, girls, do you know what 3% of $1 million is? Say no. Okay. Here's a magic question.
It's a lot.
Now, it's a lot. 3% of $1 million is $30,000. That means he would make $30,000. Mm-hmm. Now, my daughter at that time would say to him, Greg, why didn't my dad do a trust? And Greg would probably look at her and says, because he's too cheap. Because if I'd have done a trust, maybe it would have cost me $1,000 or $1,200 or $1,500, depending on how complex it was. But there'd have been no probate. He might get $200 or $300 rather than $30,000. And it would all be settled in a couple weeks or a month rather than 6 months or a year. What do you think my daughter'd rather have? Come on. Hurry up. Quick or long? Cheap or expensive? I'll take cheap. Should take cheap.
So I think she'd be happy with $970,000.
Yes, she would, but she'd have to wait a whole year. You got to figure the time usage of money.
That's true.
Point I'm trying to say is a trust can do a whole bunch of stuff for people that need a trust. Is that not true, Greg?
Yeah, absolutely. I do wills, I do trusts, but I'm not a big pusher in trusts, because I see a lot of people, they come in with the predisposition that I need a trust.
Exactly.
You know, they read in the paper, or their neighbors or friends tell them, you know, you have to have a trust. But then I talk to these people and we go over what their assets are. And a lot of times they don't have the type of assets where a trust would really pay off.
So anybody that's got a question about a will or a trust, today's a good time to ask it, because our Girl Scouts could care less. Because they don't have $1 million yet, and they know it's going to take a long time for you to get rid of mom and dad, right, to get all that money?
Well, we hope so.
We hope so, right? So, and normally that's what happens, is usually when mom and dad finally do decide to leave this world, they're old. You know, that's what you want, right? You don't want them going too soon. You want them to make sure they have a lot of money, so when they leave you a bunch, not just a little bit. Is that right? Yeah. Poor girls. Isn't that terrible? You thought you were going to have no problems today. You're going to come in here and just have a nice, smooth, easy day with a great leader here, and she made you come on the radio, right? Now, here's what I want you to do again before you leave. I want you to say real loud your name, how old you are, and what school you go to. Go ahead.
I'm Katie. I'm 11, and I go to Hope Sound Elementary.
What's your last name, Katie?
Hale.
Katie Hale. Like in Hale Groves?
No.
Okay, and then this other gorgeous young girl is?
My name is Sienna. I'm 10 years old, and I go to Hope Sound Elementary.
And what's your last name? Not that I don't know.
Paula.
Are you related to this guy that does mortgages? And this lady that's a troop leader?
Yes.
You get special treatment?
Sometimes.
I love honesty. Hey, girls. Well, thank you very much for being guests on the radio today. And if somebody wants to join your scout troop, how do they do that?
Call.
You don't. How do they find out?
Call our troop leader.
Who's your troop leader?
Paula Paulus.
And what phone number do they call?
772-486-1811.
Now say it again, real loud, real slow.
772-486-1811.
And that's in Hope Sound?
Yes.
Or as we say up here, Hobie Sound. No, we don't either, but we, you know, we like. Girls, thank you very much for being guests on the radio today. And, you know, if you end up with 75 new members, your mom will kill me.
Hi, Mom.
Very good. Is Mom listening, you think?
Yes.
You call her up. What's your mom's name?
Lisa.
Lisa?
Yes.
Now, does she live in Hobie Sound, too? I know. So your mom is not stuck being a troop leader, so she doesn't have to put up with you all the time?
No.
No.
But she helps you out a lot.
She helps out a lot. Well, that's really good. Well, I'm glad you got to say hi to your mom. Now, where about your dad? Do we have one of those?
Yes.
Is he around, handy? Never mind. Does he listen to the radio? No.
He's working. Sometimes he does, but he works.
So odds are good he's not listening today, because you didn't call him and tell him you're going to be on the radio.
No, I didn't know.
Okay. Well, we are glad you came in to see us today, and I understand it's hard living with a guy like your dad.
Me?
He's very difficult.
I'm pretty easygoing.
Yeah. The only thing he likes just being on the boat all the time. Is that true?
No comment? Well, she's trying not to say anything bad because Christmas is coming up.
This is the time to be especially good. We all remember those days. All right. 1-888-221-8990, 888-221-8990. If you have questions for Greg Fasula, attorney, or Mike Paulus, mortgage broker, or Joe Martek, financial advisor, today would be a great time and a great place to give us a call. And you might even have questions for Pastor Tom. You know, you never know.
You never know.
Because, you know, he's our counselor. He tries to set me straight every week when I come in. He keeps shaking his head and saying, oh, Lordy, Lordy.
Help us, Lord.
1-888-221-8990. 888, toll free. Write this down, class. Call us up. 1-888-221-8990. If you got questions on mortgages, refinancing. I had the same fellow that asked me about VAs asked me about a reverse mortgage.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, you know, back again, call Mike. And I said, I love reverse mortgages, but they don't work for everybody.
No.
But one of the things I suggested was if you're going to stay in that house for at least five more years or you're going to die, you know, if you don't know when that's going to happen. But it isn't a short-term thing. No. Bye, ladies.
And, you know, a reverse mortgage, most people don't, you know, explain this going into a reverse mortgage. The closing costs are quite high on a reverse mortgage. And that's because a reverse mortgage goes in reverse. The balance increases, so a lot of the closing costs are based on that much higher number that they propose it's going to be down the road.
All right, I think we have a caller here. I think I better take this one. Caller is Joe Martek. You're on the radio. Hello.
Good afternoon.
Hi.
Hi. The gentleman mentioned you should have a certain amount of money to determine whether or not you need a trust or a regular will.
No, but can you do me a sec? Turn your radio down just a little bit, and then let's talk about that, okay?
Yeah, there's
okay,
really...
Can you hear me better?
Yes.
Yeah. There's really not a certain amount of money. It's really the type of assets that you own. So, in other words, you can have a whole lot of money, you know, but if those assets are... If you have named beneficiaries... like investment accounts or IRAs, you know, where you name a beneficiary, well, that can go directly to a beneficiary and not be a probatable asset. So if you have...
That would not be probatable?
No, it would not be probatable. But if you have, say you have a couple lots, empty lots across the state, or you have some land out of state...
Or rental properties?
Yeah, rental property... those are things that would have to go through probate, so they may of huge value, but it would have to go through court
unless you put it in the trust. Then once it's in a trust, those things don't have to go through the court system. Does that make sense?
It does. And I would just have monetary assets. So as long as I put the individual down as my beneficiary, it doesn't really have to go through.
Mm. Yeah, it's not the amount. It's not the amount. It's the type.
Let's just say you have a bank account, and on your bank account, normally most banks are doing this now. But you next time you go to the bank and say, "Do you have a TOD transfer on death agreement
TOD.
On my bank account?" Right?
TOD, TOD, in trust for. Or they all work the same.
All it amounts to, if they have that document in place and you've already signed it and you name people, then you've eliminated probate with that asset. Mm-hmm. Am I right,
Greg?
Yeah,
that person, that beneficiary who you
name.
Same
deal with an IRA or...
Yeah, whoever you name as beneficiary.
Not Social Security, but just bank money in the bank, as long as you leave.
Right. All they would have to do... is going to the bank with a death certificate, and they'd be able to close out that account.
No probate, no courts.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, Greg, how about if you have assets that have to go through probate and assets that do not have to go through probate? Does the fact that one asset go through probate, does everything have to go through probate?
No, it's just the probatable asset. So a lot of things bypass the probate. So, caller, it happens all the time.
What you said was two things, an IRA... Almost always retirement accounts, you name a beneficiary, those are not subject to the court system. That money goes directly to them. And two, if you go to the bank account and in your bank you tell them, I want a document that bypasses probate. I usually just say TOD, the transfer on death, TOD, and you name your beneficiaries. 33%, 25%, you know, pick a percentage that each one would get. You die, they show up with a death certificate, walk in the bank, kaboom, they get the money.
But you have
now, do you need that on a joint account?
You need it.
No, not in a joint account.
Well, unless you both die at the same time.
Right. And a lot of times, you know, you have to keep up on who your beneficiaries are, because a lot of times your beneficiary might, you know, predecease you, and that happens also, where, you know, they don't designate a new beneficiary. So then you do have probate.
Yep. Is that answering your questions?
It certainly does.
All right. Thank you so much for calling.
You're very welcome.
Bye. What I like about it is, Greg, and I got to give you the goofy example. We got a husband and wife, and they have this joint bank account with $100,000 in it,
mm-hmm.
and it's got beneficiary's name.
Right.
And one of them dies, or one gets married to somebody else and forgets to change the account.
Yeah.
It can be a bit of a problem.
Yeah, it certainly could, and those things do happen.
So what you were saying is, and this is something you have to pay attention to, especially as you don't get younger, is to go into the bank every so often and say, hey, do I have this agreement? Show it to me and tell me what it says, so you, in case you need to change it.
Exactly. And if it's like an insurance policy,
same
or
thing.
IRA, same thing. You
gotta
call
change.
The company and find out.
Got another caller here. Caller, it's Joe Martek. You're on the radio.
How are you? My name is Brad. I have a question about a living trust.
Go ahead.
I was left my grandparents' house in a living trust. I'm the executor. It was beneficiaries to that, which was my mother, an uncle, and an aunt. Now the uncle is deceased, but as before my grandmother passed away, she explained how this was set up and that the house was going to be in there for me, that there was nothing else to divide or anybody else. And after, she said, after she passed on, that I would go into the estate attorney and set up the trust under my name and put my kids in that. The question that I had is, my grandmother had a loan out. She took a loan, which they consider to be a mortgage. It started out to be a remodeling loan. It was to remodel the whole house. It was $130,000. There's about $123,000 left owed on it. When she passed away, the bank automatically looked for the executor, which was me. And it's been a struggle paying that. Different people had given me opinions to ask an attorney that certain loans got wiped out when the person was deceased, the loan didn't pass on to the executor, but in my case, it did. Is there any time that goes the other way, where a loan is completely wiped out when that person dies? Or how does that... I didn't know a whole lot about a trust.
But you know, in your case, that the loan is secured by the property, right? So it's gonna attach to the property.
Right.
What he's just saying is no. Bottom line is, that's a first mortgage. It's a loan on the property, and when your grandma died, there's no way to forgive that loan unless the bank says, we love you and we don't care. But they're not going to do that. They're going to say, we want our money, or we'll sell the house and take our money.
Right. Well, yeah. You know, again, yeah, that's very true. The bank, I can't assume the loan because right now I'm unemployed due to an injury. They won't let me assume it, but they'll allow me to pay that loan.
Yeah.
Now already it'll be 6 years.
Mm-hmm.
They're doing good with accepting the payment, but I can't.
Yeah, they'll take the money.
A lower interest rate.
No, that's the problem. Is the home in your name now?
The deed is.
The deed is in your
there,
name.
But yes.
Okay.
You know, taxes, everything is in my name. In fact,
right.
I was told by the estate attorney also that, being that it was left to me, I was raised as a child. My mother is her child, but we pretty, I was in the same house my whole life.
Right.
My grandparents raised me. I was told by the estate attorney when she passed that the taxes would stay the same and not change, and they pretty much quadrupled. Because they said I would have to be adopted, legally adopted by them. I took their last name, but being that they only had guardianship, is all my mother gave them our whole lives.
I don't know why he would say that or what the situation is, but did you apply for your homestead, your exemption?
Yes. And on our tax papers in California, it does say that there can be an exemption from the deceased grandparent down to the grandchild.
So the property's in California?
Yes.
Okay. Yes. So, yeah, so I would have no idea why that would be the case.
Point is, that's subject to California law, too, not Florida law. But regardless,
right.
You know, here's the other thing you might consider. Is the house worth more than you owe on it?
Oh, yeah, three times more than what's owed.
Well, why don't you just sell it? And pay off the mortgage.
I was told that in a living trust, you cannot sell the property.
That doesn't make any sense at all.
It doesn't. And you told me that your name was on title.
Yes, it's on the deed. I put it on after my grandmother.
Then it's no longer in
away.
A trust.
It's no longer in the trust.
It's in your name.
Yeah, I don't know. They told me that I was trying to assume the loan in order to get a little lower interest rate.
You can't do that. You can't assume a loan. You'd have to apply for a brand new one, and you have to qualify.
There are loans that are assumable, but if it's a conventional loan or a remodeling or a home equity loan, that type of a loan, that is usually not an assumable situation.
Right. The situation you've got the deed in your name. If a deed is in your name, forget the trust. That's gone. Now, you can do whatever you want with that house.
Now, all this time, I was told that I couldn't, but that's great to know.
It doesn't make sense if the house is in your name. Now, if the house is in the name of the trust, that's a different story.
Were you the last one in line to receive this home in a trust? It wasn't going to go from you to someone else, is it?
No.
Once you got it, it's yours.
It's his title. If you've got the deed in your name.
I had a piece of property like that was given to my great uncle, then to his daughter, then it came to me. Right. But once it got to me, I could do what I want to with it.
What I would do quickly, whatever county it is, you call that county on the phone and say, this is my name. Here's the property address. The deed is in my name. Is that correct? And they look it up and they'll say yes or no. If they say yes, you say, okay, fine, I can sell that. Is that correct? You say you can do whatever you want with it if it's in your name only.
And you could probably pull up that deed on public records right on the internet.
I have the paper from the courthouse because I had to go ahead and put the property in my name in the deed. Because the bank was saying that, being that it was changed to a mortgage loan, that they said, well, in order for us to try to get you to assume this according to your disability, if you qualify, that deed needs to be in your name. So I went to the courthouse. I got the papers that I have the deed. It's in my name.
The only thing you've got is subject to that mortgage. It means this. The bank may have allowed you to put it in your name, which very often they could demand that you pay it off before you do that, but they didn't. Now it's your name subject to the mortgage, and you can sell it, pay off the mortgage, and walk away with the money. There should be no reason.
That would be the best thing to do. And then you can buy something with cash that you can feel comfortable with.
And I would do that in a heartbeat. I wouldn't pass go or collect $200 because you've got a bit of a cloud there that you can straighten out just by selling it.
But my question is, how were you able to put that property into your name? How were you able to change the deed? You were successor trustee of a trust?
Yes. It's what he said. He was the name.
Yes, of a living trust.
So you were successor trustee of the living trust, and the property was in the trust, and then you put it into your name, as beneficiary?
Yes.
Okay, well then it's in your name.
Yeah.
It was, yeah, like you said, I was a successor trustee, the main trustee. There was actually two properties. One, my grandmother said, it doesn't have anything old on it. She said, this one goes to your twin brother. I just want you to look over it, make sure he does okay with that. So we went in and had our own trust made up after that. It's still under my while I'm paying the bank every month, this payment, it's still under my grandmother's living trust.
The bank's allowing you to do that. But I would certainly sell that. I wouldn't pass go. I'd do it right now because that bank, technically, Mike, you're the mortgage person. You're not in California, but normally they could call that mortgage if the borrower is gone.
Normally, if you transfer the property, there's a due on sale clause.
Yeah.
And they could exercise the right to call the loan due.
That's true. Hey, I'm telling you right now.
They're working with you now, but they may not in the future.
I guess I'm very blessed and because, like they said, they just want their monthly payment. They told me it doesn't matter if it comes from you or
you got
whoever
lucky.
It comes from.
You got lucky.
They send the payment thing to me, so... it's a blessing.
I would do this. Are you living in Florida and have homes in California, right?
Yes.
Do you know a realtor in California that you like or can trust?
Not really, but I guess I could find one. We've never had to deal with realtors, you know.
Then what I would do is this.
My whole life.
Find one and have them check the deed and just verify what we're saying. That the house is only in your name and that you can sell it and pay off the mortgage and the closing papers, you know, that'll be done and the realtor will be happy because they'll make a commission.
Right. Well, I'll sure do that.
All right.
Thank you guys for
your
time.
If you have any problems, you call us back, but it sounds pretty straightforward to me, doesn't it, Greg?
It does.
Yeah. Mike?
Well, you might want to check with a title company before you list it. Maybe have them do a title search to make sure that's an insurable title.
Right.
That's good advice. And that's another thing. But, you know, that realtor should be able to, if you find a realtor that you trust, that should be able to give you a title company to help you with that trust because they don't want to transfer deed to it if it's not transferable. But it should be.
Yeah.
Especially if the bank is on there as first position, they normally... we'll make sure that deed was in your grandmother's name, and if the trust transferred it to you, it sounds pretty straightforward.
Yeah.
All right.
That would be good. I will definitely look into that.
Well, hey.
Thank you guys very much.
Good luck, and if you have any problems, call us back.
You.
Thanks. Bye.
Thank you. Good blessing.
Thank you. Bye. Yeah, boy, I tell you what, that's you know what it is, Greg? How many times do you hear, my neighbor said, my friend said, somebody said,
right?
And they've given... information that they take to the bank that has nothing to
do. All the time.
Now, worst thing is, please save me here now.
Mm-hmm.
An attorney tells you. Now, we know every attorney is competent, correct? Now, we got the attorney to laugh at
question.
That one. We have had situations, Greg Fasula and I, where we have had to straighten out some attorneys over a period of time. And they don't like it, but the bottom line is, what the law is.
Yeah, and you know, everybody has different way of doing things, different opinions.
Greg is being very cautious here now because he does not want to take one of his brother attorneys and say he was stupid. But the truth is, there's no such thing as a person that doesn't make mistakes. And very often, and it also could be not enough information was translated to that attorney to make that informed decision.
And that may not have been that attorney's specialty.
All the above. Have we ever run into that, Mike?
All the time.
One of the things that happens with our group, folks, it took us a lot of years to put together what I consider credible professionals with a lot of experience. So I'm looking at Mike Paulus, 25,000 years, close to that, 25 years in the mortgage.
26.
Greg Fasula, you've been an attorney since they formed Alabama, right?
Practically. I graduated there, University of Alabama, in 88. So, I don't know. What does that come out to?
Long time.
Long time.
And Joe Martek, I've only lived in Florida since 1976, been securities licensed, state insurance licensed, all that kind of stuff forever and ever. Dan Warren, independent insurance agent, 35 or 7 years in the insurance business. Ms. Victoria Lloyd's only been in real estate since 1980, I think.
But we all know our limitations, Joe, and I don't do commercial loans. If someone came and asked me about a commercial loan, I could point them in the right direction, who to ask, but that's not my forte.
See, and that's what happens with, we have Vince Rosino, CPA. Same thing. Vince has been not only a regular CPA, he's a forensic CPA, acknowledged by the courts as an expert witness. So when we put this group together, it was people that are local. We don't own each other. We don't work for each other. We don't share commissions or fees. The whole concept is, if I have a client that needs legal help, I can send it to Greg, and I know they're going to get the truth. If I have somebody that's talking a mortgage, I know I can send them to Mike, and they're going to get the truth. And it's the same way with everybody in our group. So not only, you know, except for Pastor Tom being mad at me half the time, we're very blessed people.
Mad at you half the time?
Half the time, right? And, you know, I would never pick on Pastor Tom just because he looks like an old Burl Ives that doesn't, he's got nothing to, and those are, you know what, there's probably most of the people wouldn't even know who Burl Ives is anymore.
Hardly.
He's been dead for 20 years, I think.
Probably.
I have no idea.
You know,
I barely remember who he is.
I know, right?
He was.
I know who he was.
You know, I know.
He was in the Frosty the Snowman cartoon.
Very close. Right. Very close. 1-888-221-8990. So the real purpose of a trust, Greg, to me, is very simply, you skip probate. But not everybody has assets that are subject to probate.
Right. I mean, it's that's the purpose of a trust, just like a will.
Right.
But, you know, the difference is with the trust, you take all the assets out of your name and you transfer them into that trust.
Right.
So that they pass through the trust and they don't, you know, have to go through
probate. Don't have to go through the courts.
Basically, when you die, you don't have anything in your name.
Yeah.
It's in the name of the trust.
See, a trust is an inanimate object, and I tried to use the example of this table, but right. That trust has all the rights and authorities of a person, but it has no mind. So the person directing the trust is what's called the trustee,
right?
And a new one comes along, that's the right. successor trustee. So, and when a trust dies, when it's broke.
Yeah, when you dissolve it, yeah.
When you take all the money mm-hmm. out of it and there's nothing left.
Mm-hmm.
Are these revocable, irrevocable? Mm-hmm. When people set those up, is it either way?
For the most part, revocable. Why? Because, you know, circumstances change. You know, you want to have the opportunity to change it if that's the case. The main reason why people set up irrevocable trusts is to basically avoid estate taxes. You know, when they put an asset in that irrevocable trust, it's no longer theirs. It's in this document.
And that would be somebody had megabucks.
Yeah, usually.
Well, right now I think you can pass $5.5 million with no estate taxes. Mm-hmm. But if you left $10 million, that extra mm-hmm. $5 million would be subject to up to 50% tax, 45%, whatever the number. It's a monster amount of money.
And then, of course, this depends on if you're married. You know.
All the above.
Mm-hmm.
But there's all kinds of circumstances why people would use this, quote, irrevocable trust. Very often people will buy life insurance that'll pay those taxes mm-hmm. or do certain things, but it has to be not in a revocable trust. Otherwise, it the government doesn't like it.
Would there be any reason why they might want to put certain properties in a trust and not their entire estate?
Yeah. I do see that. If, say, for instance, they want a certain property to go to this certain person, they might establish a trust just for that.
Or just that one property.
Yeah.
It wouldn't be covered.
They might have multiple.
In a will?
Yeah, they could have a will also to handle everything else, or they could have multiple trusts.
If you have a will, though, a will could be, especially in a form of property that's not a homestead, subject to trust or subject to probate.
Yeah, it could be contested.
Well, so can a trust, technically.
Yeah, it could. I mean, you know, it's probably easier to contest the will. Why? Because, you know, you have all the court mechanisms there. Where people have to be notified and there, you know, there's just case law where it's just easier. But yeah, trusts are like a will, and anymore legislature has made them really close to you know, the laws are really close to a will. And yeah, I mean, you could still, there are still reasons to contest.
I think that when you give the two, one, a will is more subject to contesting, easier to contest than a trust.
Yeah.
Would you say that?
Yeah, because it's already, the will is already, you're in that court process.
Yeah.
Yeah, one thing also you have to consider is most mortgage companies will only allow a revocable trust.
Yeah.
So when you're setting that up and you're planning to put a house in there that has a mortgage, that's the only thing that's going
to
be acceptable.
The only way you can do it is irrevocable. Mm-hmm. Yeah, irrevocable. You, if you're going to do an irrevocable, you probably don't have a mortgage.
Correct.
Yeah.
Most times when it comes into that, quote, irrevocable trust, these are some mm-hmm. very substantial people that are right. looking for some tax consequences right. for their family.
Yep.
I had a fellow here in town years ago, and we went to an attorney, and the attorney charged him $25,000 to do this, quote, irrevocable, mm-hmm. and he had a monster estate, and that's when the estate taxes were only around $700,000 or $800,000.
Right.
He had to set up family limited partnerships, all kinds of stuff right. that had already been tested in court, and that's the reason he could get away with charging the money. But if
and probably in the long run, he saved that.
The family guy saved a ton of money.
Yeah, a ton of money.
1-888-221-8990. How much time we got, Tom?
You got about 10 minutes.
About
9 minutes.
Okay. Anybody wants to call, that's the number. 888-221-8990. And it's an interesting thing about money. I'm not a big believer in the market this last year. I said it'd be flat, and it looks like this is a flat year in the market. That's why I've talked more about exchange-traded debt than ever, mm-hmm. because mm-hmm. something that pay me 5% and I'm going to get interest every 3 months, you're not in the stock market. Even though we can trade it on a stock exchange, it's a debt instrument. Anyway. Yeah,
it's very liquid.
Very liquid. And we got another call. Caller, it's Joe Martek. You're on the radio.
Hi. I was calling in reference to my mom's mortgage.
Okay.
She is a third party on the mortgage. And she, right now, the debt is about $3,600, which isn't much. But there isn't anything that she can do. Like, I tried to help her. They wouldn't allow for me to hear anything. The man that she was married to has died, and I'm guessing that his wife, his first wife, was the second person on the thing, and it's just like they won't allow for me to do anything and help her or get any information at all. So I was wondering, what could I do?
Is she on the mortgage, on the loan?
Third party. That's what they said. Because she's a third party.
So she's on the deed, but maybe not on the mortgage?
Yeah. When he passed, she wasn't on anything, so she had to go and get a lawyer so that she could be placed on it, so that she could at least do something about the house, because she doesn't want to lose the house.
And she's living.
Your mom's still alive?
Again?
She's living. Then why can't she call the company herself?
Oh, she's spoken to the company, but the company won't let her do anything as far as going any further than paying money.
You see, if it's a partnership with three people, let's just say you, me, and Greg, all three of us buy a house together, and we deed it mm-hmm. into each one of us. If I die, it goes to my estate. My portion, unless we put in their joint tenants with rights of survivorship. How that's deeded makes a big, big difference. And you can go check that out by going to the courthouse yourself or even get it online, right, Mike?
Sure.
And you can find out how the house is deeded. If your mom has an interest in that house but only as a joint tenant, that means all three have to agree, or one dies, then that one portion goes to their estate.
Do you know how it's deeded? Do you know how it's deeded?
Her ex-husband died, and his wife died before her. Like, his wife died before he did,
mm-hmm.
so he eventually married my mom. And now my mom is just considered third party on the deed. That's all the lady would tell us. She wouldn't give us any other information.
Now, who's the lady? The courthouse?
No, the woman that we called for the mortgage, the benefits.
See what you can find out online. Where is that? St. Lucie County?
No, it's an Indian town, actually.
Okay.
Martin County.
You know, go to the clerk of court. And
you can go right on their website. It's a mm-hmm. really easy
MartinCounty.com, right? Yep. You can go online and you can check it out. It'd take you a while to navigate through it. Or you can just go to the courthouse downtown Stewart and look it up. And you can look up my house, Mike's house, anybody's house. These are all public records, and it will show who owns it and how they own it. And you can even get a copy of it.
Okay.
I mean, I would do that.
So how would I go up?
What you go, the Martin County Courthouse is on East Ocean and Stewart. You just walk in the door and say, I want to look up a deed.
Uh-huh.
That's all. And they'll say, what's the name on the deed? What's the address? And
the address or the property description.
So what about the loan as far as the loan goes?
It'll show on that also.
That won't be on the deed. You would have to pull the mortgage document for that, and then you could see if she's on the mortgage document. But it doesn't sound like she is.
But it'd all be a public record.
If she's on mortgage and those people died, that doesn't take her off the mortgage.
No. All that stuff is public records. If you go there and you have a problem with the people, you call us back.
All of that information.
Yeah, it's all there. It's all public records. Once you get a mortgage on a property and you and I buy it together, or five of us buy it, all of our names are on it if we're on the deed, and it's all a public record. All right?
Okay.
So do that first, and if you have any problems, you call us back. We'll help you.
Most definitely. I appreciate it so much. Thank you.
You're welcome. Yeah, you need to find out title on that.
Yep, absolutely. 1-888-221-8990. Don't call anymore because we've only got 2 minutes left. But if you want to call, leave your name and number, we will call you back. Pastor Tom or Connie will take your name and number, and we'll get back to you. Any questions regarding mortgages or title or legal questions or money? Can you believe money? You could talk to me about money.
Money.
You didn't get a chance to talk about your exchange-traded debt.
I tried. People were calling, and they wanted to know about deeds and how I can get my name. But, you know, it's an interesting thing, Mike. The things that we take for granted, public records.
Well, we deal with them every day.
Every day. Anybody can walk in a courthouse and look up anybody's house, anybody's that they want, and find out who owns it.
That's right.
So,
aren't there some websites that give you direct information? Zillow?
Most of the courthouses are online.
You go to Martin County directly, and it's all there.
There's property appraiser. Yep. You can find out that information.
All that stuff is online. But I'll tell you what, it is so much easier to walk in the door because you try to navigate a website. If you're not real computer literate, it's sometimes a pain. You're used to it, Mike.
Well, if you go to the Martin County or St. Lucie County property appraiser's office, you can search any property by address, by name. Find that, it gives you the book and page number where that document's recorded, deed is, where the mortgage is. It's really simple.
All right there. Anyway, if anybody has a problem and they can't handle it or whatever, you call back and I'll have Mike send them right over to your house, and he'll as long as you give him dinner.
I'm always in for a free meal.
1-888-221-8990. We're out of time. 888-221-8990. You give us a call, and if you can't get a hold of us, which you won't, you leave your name and number with Pastor Tom or Connie, and we'll help you. Thank you so much for listening. Bye.
Okay.
You've been listening to the Team Martech program. The Team Martech program is a paid program. The content was provided by HF Martech. WCNO, its staff, management, and ownership were not responsible for its content. Investment involves risk. Prior to making any investment, an investor should meet suitability requirements. Past results are not necessarily indicative of future performance. Neither the opinions expressed nor the information provided constitutes a recommendation to purchase or provide investment advice. The material presented is not a substitute for obtaining professional advice from a qualified person or firm. Securities offered through Centaurus Financial, member FINRA and SIPC. Tune in next Wednesday at 4 p.m. for the Team Martech program here on WCNO 89.9 FM. For more information, Team Martech is available at 772-229-0114.
I will enter his courts with praise. I will sing this is the day that the Lord has made. I will just in the everyday, me and you. The good news in shoes.
This is the Good News Station, WCNO, Palm City. Good.